They call the bids out and everything out and put a blinder on you, and you had to catch them all and name them.
Now, with the dances you had one, would you have them at your house?
Yeah, what dances they had? They had them at the house.
You'd have house dances?
Yeah.
They had a real one where everybody had a good time and really enjoy themselves. They call that a...
Well, they just... I tell you what, now, there wasn't no drinking back then.
Well, I'm just talking about it. You never had a breakdown or shindig or anything like that?
No, we just had a... Just
good old thing, party.
Yeah. And something like that.
Yeah.
But my favorite ride back then, tic-tacking somebody's house.
Yeah, you told me about that. The nail?
Yeah.
I got a good chuckle.
I get out and get somebody's chicken roost along about 9, 10 o'clock and get an old hen to squall and run off. And they get out with the lanterns and try to go way back the field. Make that old hen squall. You see them lanterns are going?
Yeah.
When they get over there, we'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now they don't prank that away.
Yeah. I was talking with you about the things you make from cornmeal. You were telling me about flitters. Do you ever remember your mother making anything in front of the fire?
Well, yeah, she cooked in front of the fireplace.
Cornmeal?
She cooked corn, cooked cake, cooked biscuits, had an old orange skillet. And gosh, yeah. One of my wife have cooked on them too. We'd be down the bottom picking cotton. That's the way we had cooked on one of them old orange skillets.
Yes, sir. Now, would you ever take cornmeal maybe and cook it in front of the fire, maybe on a board? You ever hear folks doing that?
No,
or in the ashes?
I never have, but I roasted onions, wrap them up in a wet rag, put them in the fire, and roast them. Boy, they're good.
Really?
You doggone right. And iced potatoes, you put them in ashes, have fire, and rake a little coals out, and bury your potato in there. And boy, you talking about baking them, you'll bake them.
Okay.
And you can take an egg, and break a little bitty hole in it, and take a broom scroll, and stick down in that egg to the bottom of it, and set it in some cold bar. You boil. We call it boiling them.
Uh-huh.
And gosh, they're good too. Parching them. Yeah, I've done that lots of times.
Parched eggs? Would you put them in water?
No, put them in the fire. Put that broom straw in there. Make a little hole in it, stick a broom straw down that egg, and set it in the hot ashes and fire. Well, you can tell when it get done. You take that broom straw, raise it up. If it don't pick your egg up, it ain't done. And when it get done, it'll stick to that broom straw and you lift it out.
Huh.
Yeah. And another something else good too.
What?
Take a good piece of ham meat, rake you a lot of good coals out, and lay them on there and cook it.
Yeah.
Now that's good.
Well, did you ever? Like when you were making greens, or would you ever put some cornmeal and a piece of cloth or a cheesecloth and put that down in the greens?
No, we never did.
Okay. Or?
No.
You told me about dressing. Did you ever make cornmeal dumplings or?
No. Okay. Make dough dumplings now.
Yeah.